You're on the air. Boo!
What are people going to say when they see this next clip?
What's the name of it? What do you mean, what the next clip? What is it? I forget. Oh, okay. I'm reading. God deceives in order to bless. Oh, you say that's going to be hard for some people?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
Well, they'll just have to listen then, won't they?
But God often makes things bad before he makes them better. And what I am proposing to you now is that God, this almost sounds blasphemous, but it's not. And here's the truth. God purposely deceived Israel as to the purpose of the law. He kept it from them for their ultimate benefit. I want to show you an example of it. Let's look at Luke. Can you turn to Luke chapter 24? Luke 24:13. You're familiar with the story. We got these two guys going to Emmaus. Okay? And they're walking with each other. In verse 14, they converse with one another concerning all the things which have befallen. And it occurred in their conversation that Jesus himself draws near with them and goes together with them. But their eyes are held so that they don't recognize him. Now he's playing a little game with these guys. Let's look at the facts. He said to them, "What words are these which you are bandying one with another while walking? What are you guys talking about? Why are you so sad?" Verse 18, answering, the one named Cleopas says to him, "You're sojourning alone in Jerusalem and did not know what things are happening there in these last days?" He says, "Which things?" Does Jesus not know which things? What things? He was the things. He was the event. He knew very well what happened in Jerusalem. Why does he ask what? Is he acting? Is this acting? Is the essence of acting coming across one way when it's really another way? Jesus Christ is acting. He's asking them a question. He's feigning ignorance. He's not ignorant of the events, but he's feigning ignorance in order to bring a response out from these guys. But he's doing it for their good. You're going to see what happens. So now they're ready to tell what happened. So you go up to verse 19. Now they tell him, and they said, "Well, Jesus was a Nazarene, a man who came to be a prophet. We thought he'd be the Messiah." But they crucified him, and now he moves. He says to them in verse 25, "O foolish and tardy of heart to be believing all which the prophets speak." And then he interprets to them the scriptures concerning himself. And later they said, "Our hearts burned when he did that." They said, "Didn't our hearts burn when he talked to us?" And they came near the village. And this is an amazing thing. Look at this right here. If this isn't acting, I don't know what is. Look at verse 28. I don't know how your version reads. I'm reading out of the Concordant Literal New Testament. And they draw near to the village. And he does as though he were going further. He does as though. He pretended that he was going on past Emmaus. He acted. He faked them out. He put one foot in front of the other and he said, he knew that he was going to stay in Emmaus, but he wanted to draw something out of these guys. He wanted them to feel the pang of missing him. He wanted them to feel what it felt like to watch him walk away. Because he's going to bless them big time. He's setting them up for it. And he walks away and he says, "Bye, I got to go." It's acting. And look what happens next. He does as though he were going farther. And they urge him. Now, if he had wandered toward their house, would there have been that urge? Would they have urged him? Would they have risen? Would a heartfelt response have risen from these men if he had sauntered toward their house? But he does as though he's going away. And he gets a response from, no, wait. And that's just what he wants. Perfect. They're prime. Just where he wants them. So now he fulfills their need. He comes into their house now. And they're so happy because he almost left. So he got them prepared for this feeling of they're euphoric because Christ is coming. They don't know it's him, but they're going to be entertaining him at their house. And he entered and remained with them. And then he took the bread and he broke it. He blessed them and he handed it to them. And their eyes were open and they recognized him. Look at verse 32. Was not our heart burning as he spoke? I'm going to tie this in. Just as leaving Emmaus was not in the Lord's heart. It was not in his heart to leave. But he purposely pretended like he was leaving in order to draw a response from them. It was not in his heart. Take that back to Mount Sinai. The law that came down with the thunder and the lightning was God acting. It was not in God's heart. The law, the Ten Commandments, was not God's heart, but He was preparing a people for Christ.